Well, before the Vesta Solar Rosary began, I felt an amazing presence right over here, and I asked who it was, and it's Mother, Elizabeth Clare Prophet, or Guru Ma, or Claire de Lis. And she would like you to know that the full gathered momentum of her mantle, as well as that of Lonello, is upon me and upon all of us who are dedicated to the path of the Universal Great White Brotherhood, the initiatic path, staying true to our vows, our inner vows, as well as our outer vows, and fulfilling the purpose to which we came to this earth. Many of us here were involved in the Summit Lighthouse activity, which then also became Church Universal and Triumphant. Some of you may not have been involved in that, and that's fine. So much of what we do in the Heart Center kind of springs from our experience and the dynamics of our involvement with Mark and Elizabeth Clare Prophet, who we understand to be at least representative of the two witnesses mentioned in the book of Revelation. And there are other of these two witnesses who have lived upon the earth, such as Guy Ballard and Edna Ballard, or Godfrey Ray King and Lotus, and others who focus the light of the twin flame, including Jesus and Magda, or Mary Magdalene. So our movement is a dynamic movement of hearts consecrated and dedicated to this path of initiation, a path of discipline, spiritual inner discipline primarily, where you commune under your own vine and fig tree with your own higher self, your true self, your I Am God presence, first and foremost. Yes, we have an outer spokesperson who can receive direct teachings from the Ascended Masters. However, all of us, each and every one of you, can so commune with your presence that you, daily, should be receiving what you require on your spiritual journey directly from your God presence. No teacher, no minister, no spiritual organization or head of any spiritual organization should ever displace or come between you and your personal communion with your God presence. I am only here, and the Heart Center Movement is only here to augment or to assist you in providing tools and resources for what you already have within you as a reminder to you of that, and to have fellowship and community and oneness through our events, what we offer through our website and through our daily ministration, through our web deliveries of video streaming and audio streaming services. The Heart Center is a community of light, of like-minded brothers and sisters on the path. We are all in this together. We are all part of the same body. We are all part of the same circle. Not one of us is better than another in terms of who we are. We're all created by God, the Father, Mother, God. We all have the divine spark within us. We all have our gifts and talents to bring forth. And just because I have been given this mantle and gift of clairaudience to bring to you the messages of the Ascended Masters does not mean that I'm special, better, or in any way should ever be put on a pedestal. I am a brother, a friend, simply a humble servant, first and foremost. It's kind of daunting even to use the term messenger, because I think it carries a lot of baggage with it that some of us had in terms of expectations of what I will do vis-a-vis what Mother did. And Mother would like us to know that my mantle is different than her mantle. And you all have a mantle. You each and every one have a mantle based on your commitment, your vows, what you have already received in this and past lives in terms of the gifts of the Holy Spirit that you have earned and that have come to you by your disciplines, by your givingness, by the authenticity of your soul, one with God, and what you have accomplished and what you will continue to move through and fulfilling in this incarnation, hopefully in your ascension, or if you are required to come back or you choose to come back into a future lifetime. So the Heart Center is a dynamic movement where we do spiritual work. We are practical. We are invested in the Great White Brotherhood's current plans upon the earth. And everything that we do on a daily basis is essential for the holding of the balance of light upon the earth. There are many other great spiritual organizations and spiritual people around the world, and it requires all of us, the Buddhists, the true mystics within the Hindu tradition, within the Taoist tradition, Native American peoples, peoples of no particular faith, yet who have a tie directly to the source by their love, by their discipline. We energetically are really all one anyway on the inner. And when we find our holy brothers and sisters, those who resonate with us, we are grateful because we can do more work together than we can separately. That's why these congresses, as the Master Omram and Peter Deneuve called them, we call them conferences, they call them congresses, and I like that term, congress. I think we're probably true representatives and congressmen and women of today, spiritually speaking, than some of the representatives in our government who don't always have the highest values or principles that they outpicture in their lives, personally or publicly. You are the true congressmen and women of this time on behalf of the light of God. So Mother desired me to share this with you because our mission truly is a continuation and a confirmation and a stretching forth into a new reality of what she and Mark began and what they actually continued from previous messengers. We are doing it with a little different language. We talk about the solar presence rather than just the I am presence. And the reason is because we're focused on the sun, just as you saw in this beautiful ritual that we gave. We're focused on inner stillness and beingness. These are words that you are finding everywhere now through many spiritual activities and teachers. And we're going to hear about stillness in just a few minutes with Jorgen Tranberg. Vibration of stillness, new revelations through quantum physics. So we take seriously this path, even in a joyful way, in a happy and vibrant way, with a lot of levity and fun and laughter. Yet we do know that this path is very deep and meaningful, and that we are invested in something more than just entertainment. When I receive a heart stream, it's not just to entertain you. As I've shared many times, you are part of the heart stream. You are the receptors for the energy that comes in your chakras and your heart, especially in your mind and your soul and your spirit. And you are also the radiating or distributing centers of that light to everyone whom you know, who you come in contact with, light bearers across the world that you are energetically tied to and that you love, and that you may have known in this and past lifetimes. So just because I have this one gift as a spokesperson, you are also spokespersons wherever you walk and talk daily with others. You are ambassadors. You are advocates of eternal truth and light and love. And when you stay true to your values and your principles and your vows in your daily life, and you live a practical life of integrity, of spiritual integrity, Mother and the Masters can rely on you. They can emanate light through you. They can heal through you. They can charge the atmosphere and the ground and the earth through you, where you walk. They can do miracles through you. And my job is simply to be a reminder and kind of a coach and a cheerleader for you, really. I'm here to help you energetically. Boyd's here to do a lot. I think sometimes he does a lot more than I do because he's doing all the electrons, plus he's holding the balance, plus he's just doing everything. And I am grateful to Boyd, and I'd like to acknowledge him. So when we're in the flow of the Holy Spirit, when we feel the presence, when we partake of a ritual such as the Vesta Solar Rosary, which is a beautiful, beautiful ritual. Did you enjoy it? How many people saw it for the first time? At least 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of you. We put a lot of time and effort into this. A lot of people were invested in this. And I shared after it was finally done, I said, this is one of the reasons I came to this earth in this lifetime, to accomplish that ritual. And when it was done, I felt, I can check this off on my list. And I have to give credit to Maria Min, our audio visual team, our creative arts team who put it together, Lisa Delaney. They are miracle workers. And Lisa did all the words. You know, we had it originally just as the visuals, and Lisa put the words from the booklet that you saw that you can read. That itself was an alchemy. And we intend to do this for many future videos. All the new videos that we will produce that are like these rosaries. The Kuan Yin Rosary, we did it for that one. The first release of the Kuan Yin Rosary didn't have it. So I told Lisa Delaney, we have to recreate the Kuan Yin Rosary because, Lisa, you did such a great job with the Vesta's Rosary. Now we have to do a new version, and we had all these copies of the old one. So we are selling the old Kuan Yin Rosary video for half price, and we will continue to do that. You can send them to Africa. You can send them to South America, to Australia, everywhere. So buy them and get rid of that. Well, not get rid of them, but you know what I mean. Send them to the world. So we are an amazing movement, I have to tell you. And I'm not bragging just from the ego. I have to say our team, our staff are phenomenal. They work so hard. We have huddles twice a week on Mondays and Thursday mornings where we go around and we're all on this magical phone call using the technology called, what is it called? It's a conference call using the internet. And we share what each one is planning to do and work on that day in the next couple days. And we pray for one another, we support one another, we interact, and we coordinate, and we set up meetings, and it's amazing to see the inner workings of our movement. Now, you do some of the same things here with your council and all the coordination that it took to put on this event. Thank you, all of you. And it's still happening. Aita's here from her Ek Garden. And we were there, you know, near Göteborg about, what, 6 years ago?
Five years ago.
And we thought we were going to keep coming back every year. It didn't happen because the Masters desired for us to move around Sweden. So we've been moving around a lot. And we finally came here. So next year, I don't know, did you determine last night in your meeting where you're going to go next year? Stockholm area. Okay. So it's exciting. We have an amazing team, and the team is all of you. So Mother would finally just like to express her gratitude to you all for staying with the path. Staying with the path. So many have dropped away from what she and Mark began. So many. You are the cream of the crop. You have stuck with it. You're here. And Mother just would love to hug you all and embrace you and tell you that she loves you and that it's because of you that she could move on to higher realms and do other greater work, and that she and Mark have gone on to inhabit this beautiful retreat over Lake Titicaca. And then the god and goddess Meru went to the sun, and then Helios and Vesta ascended to a higher sun near the center of our galaxy. It's just amazing to see the progression of activity. Had we not begun this organization, I don't know that Mother and Mark really could have gone on. I don't know if that could have happened, if they could have felt that they were safe in moving on, because the summit, it's still a great movement. It's just that they don't have a current voice for the Ascended Masters, and we do, by God's grace. It's only by God's grace. It's not ego. I didn't even know this job was going to be open or offered to me. It was just kind of a shock. At first, I didn't want to do it because I knew I would lose marriage. I would lose most of my friends. I would lose my everything that I had invested in the Summit Lighthouse. I lost all of that. And yet, what have we all gained? We've gained the amazing, beautiful teachings that have come forth, that are progressive, that are moving on, and that have benefited all of us in so many beautiful ways. So I think Mother popped in this morning before our presenter, Jorgen, to just share this because she is so grateful, and it needed to be said to thank you again for your constancy, for your givingness, for your discipline. So congratulate yourselves.